Спасибо, господин председатель. Уважаемые дамы и господа, мы имеем честь представить совместное заявление от группы государств, так как не все из них еще хорошо знают русский и китайский язык, нам пришлось согласовывать его на английском, поэтому далее я зачитаю текст на английском языке. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the following delegations: Armenia, Belarus, Brazil, China, Cuba, India, Kazakhstan, Pakistan, Serbia, Tajikistan, Venezuela, and my own country, the Russian Federation. Since 1975, the Biological Weapons Convention has remained one of the pillars of disarmament and international security, prohibiting an entire category of weapons of mass destruction. The international community's action to ban the weaponization of disease is a laudable step towards making this world a safer place. The Biological Weapons Convention, as a collective endeavor, enshrines commitments by its states' parties to promote cooperation for peaceful purposes and provide assistance and protection from biological weapons. We remain committed to Biological Weapons Convention and its effective implementation. However, the Convention continues to face challenges and requires institutional strengthening of the Convention. These technical, legal, financial, and other challenges need to be addressed collectively by the states' parties. The intersessional program leading up to the 9th Review Conference in 2021 provides a valuable opportunity for the states' parties to make efforts to resolve these challenges. The states' parties should endeavor to achieve concrete and meaningful outcomes and decisions in order to promote the objective and purpose of this convention. We emphasize the indispensable and important nature of multilateral processes within the convention based on its provisions. This should be pursued in a universal, inclusive, transparent, and non-discriminatory manner. In order to maintain the credibility, universal acceptance, and legitimacy, it is essential to uphold the Convention as the only multilateral forum to address matters pertaining to biological weapons. We believe that only multilaterally negotiated decisions agreed by these states' parties by consensus can provide the necessary assurances of compliance by the states' parties and act as an effective deterrent against non-compliance and use or threat of use of biological weapons. Mr. Chair, we request that the statement be attached to the records of the meeting and uploaded to the website. Thank you.